You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Oakland Athletics have had a very eventful couple of days. I think that's putting it mildly. So let's get right into that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Jane Lee. Jane, okay, so we need to address this whole flat between Billy Butler and Danny Valencia, which just, I think, took everybody by a little bit of a surprise. Just to recap, they got in a fight. Valencia took a punch to Butler in, I guess, the exact wrong place, gives him a little bit of a concussion. He has to go on the concussion list. And this is just a lot of ugliness. And I know that Butler apologized this morning, but just, you know these players and we don't. So what were your general thoughts just when this whole thing happened? What was your reaction to that?
You know, I wish I could say I was really surprised, but I wasn't. I mean, this has been a pretty trying season for the team in general. And you take two personalities like Butler and Valencia. They're very outspoken, very loud personalities. And, you know, you see it kind of day in, day out, them just kind of going at it with each other in a more playful way, typically, which you see, you know, across clubhouses everywhere. But, you know, during a season like this, I mean, things can kind of turn quickly, and that's what happened. And there was a moment, and they had an incident. And, you know, I think you take these two players and you insert them into a, you know, a winning clubhouse, you might think, you know, that you could say, you know, they'd be like a spark plug to those type of clubhouses. But in a case like this, you know, I think sometimes, you know, the funny people or the jokes and, you know, stuff like that aren't so funny anymore when you're losing a lot. And I think tensions just kind of, it got out of hand. And you just kind of hope that with just a few weeks, or I guess there's 5-6 weeks left in the season, they can kind of move forward. I was a little surprised about the discipline. Both were simply fined. I'm a little surprised they didn't get suspensions just because of the result of the incident. I mean, a player landed on the disabled list because of this. So just kind of crazy all around, not good for the team. David Force, the GM, you know, admitted, look, the clubhouse chemistry, it's not great right now. It wasn't great last year. They tried to address it, you know, and it's still a work in progress. And I think we can kind of clearly see that just from these, you know, chain of events this week. But you kind of wonder going forward, particularly once the season ends, you know, what's going to happen with these two players and if the A's see them in their future.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't just one of those, like, I know that they're saying, like, oh, you know, we've known each other a long time, we've gone at it before, got a little out of hand. But at the same time, like, their lockers were moved so that they're on total opposite sides of the clubhouse. You know, there were a lot of just really, I mean, I'm just reading some of the comments from, you know, anonymous players just saying, like, that they're kind of worried about Billy now, you know, his safety when he leaves his clubhouse or something along those lines. I don't want to exaggerate it, but that's kind of what I glean from it. And, I mean, this goes beyond, you know, my normal reaction when I hear, when you see players, let's say, exchanging words or even shoving each other in the dugout. I mean, that's in the heat of the battle, heat of competition, and stuff happens. But this seems to be a little, like, one of my questions is, when Butler was saying to the shoe rep, you know, kind of ratting out Valencia, which is like mind-boggling that he would do anything like that. Was he doing it in a joking way, like a loud talker kind of way, or was he being serious, like telling on him?
You know, I wasn't there. None of the media members were actually there. And most of the players, honestly, are keeping quiet, even ones that, you know, are pretty good about just, you know, casually talking off the record. I think most guys in this situation are just staying quiet because they don't want to, you know, appear to be taking sides. It's already a pretty sensitive issue in the clubhouse. I mean, this affects not just Butler and Valencia, but everyone in there, because there are clearly, you know, sides, you know, whether people want to admit it or not in there. And so, you know, we know what's out there. You know, there's basically one report out there. Now, We don't know if that's, you know, a compilation of multiple players, or this is one person's account who's trying to maybe, you know, back someone. You know, I don't want to speculate. But, you know, when I kind of read the details about, you know, this all stemmed from, you know, an equipment representative and an endorsement deal. I mean, I was in there earlier in the day before it happened, and I remember seeing this, you know, rep. And everyone was just kind of joking around, and I even remember the rep, you know, pulling out a shoe from Valencia's locker, kind of joking about it. And knowing Butler a little, you know, enough, I would think, I would presume it him to have been joking. But again, I don't know. And I also don't know, you know, how Valencia initially reacted and what transpired from there. But, you know, I don't think, even based on what's out there, I really don't think it's fair to, you know, put more blame or fault on one of these players. I mean, both clearly had, you know, big roles in it. It would appear to be that Butler instigated it, but, you know, also a punch should have never been thrown. Now, guys, you know, like you were saying, you know, jar and go at it all the time. Even, you know, the best of friends in clubhouses do this, you know, pushing whatever. But for it to get to the point where a punch was thrown and a player was put on the DL, you know, you kind of really have to consider both sides. And we don't know, and I don't know that we'll ever know the whole story. I mean, this was when the clubhouse was closed. They were preparing for an advance meeting before the start of a series, which they do, you know, all the time. And we weren't in there. And I know that, you know, Bob Melvin wasn't around to see it. Obviously, front office wasn't around to see it. And we kind of have to heed, you know, just kind of take, I don't know. I don't know that we can fully trust you know, just one person's comments, because we don't know where they're coming from or, you know, where their loyalties lie. So it's a really tricky situation that I know that, you know, everyone wants to move forward from. But it's clear that both were at fault in some way for all of this.
Yeah, no, those are really good points. And like you said, the fact that a punch was thrown and the fact that it was hard enough to put someone, to give someone a concussion is scary stuff. So, yeah, I mean, my last point is just the clubhouse chemistry issue, which we touched on a little bit earlier, but it's been this ongoing thing. Like, if you talk to an analytics guy, you know, like, I don't even know how to refer to them anymore, but, you know, like the seam heads that every team employs. I mean, you can't have the conversation about clubhouse chemistry and start theorizing on it because it doesn't exist to them. Like, that does not factor in at all to whether you are going to be a winning team or a losing team. And then other, like, former players will say, you have good clubhouse chemistry when you're winning, and you have terrible clubhouse chemistry when you're losing. But the A's seem to really be, you know, looking to fix some of the clubhouse chemistry. I mean, they're kind of acknowledging that they've had sort of bad clubhouse chemistry. And really what it is, in my opinion, is like a couple bad apples that they bring into the clubhouse. I mean, I can speak from experience covering the Astros. I mean, when they brought Brett Myers into the Astros organization, I mean, it was a really bad place to be playing baseball. It was a bad place for young players to be coming up, and it was just a really negative atmosphere in a lot of ways. That's just one guy. And Carlos Lee was, like, kind of a bad teammate. People, you know, the players didn't really like him. So it created a lot of bad chemistry, but the team was also really bad. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. How do you create better chemistry? Is it just a matter of getting nicer people in there?
I do think it's part of the equation. I mean, you can't really deny that having, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. You kind of saw it. You know, now I'm seeing it not just this year, but last year as well. I mean, you talk about those bad apples. I mean, you look even, you know, before last year, when they had a great clubhouse, and I think, you know, any writer that was in there every day or just spring training or, you know, saw them a few times a year, I mean, 3-4 years ago, you know, writers would come in and say, this is the best clubhouse I've been around. And the A's had for a long time, not just for a couple of years, but for a really long time, they always kind of had that. They were known for that because it was so good. And, you know, maybe even when things weren't going well, but Of course, 2-3 years ago, things were going well. They made 3 consecutive postseason appearances, and that obviously helps. But you also had just a lot of great personalities in that clubhouse. You had some leadership, and you look at this team right now, and I mean, outside of Steven Vogt, there's really no leadership, and I think that's an issue. And I think that is something that you can fix, and it's not something that's solved just by winning. Now, winning obviously helps things, and like I kind of alluded to before, if this team is a postseason team right now, you know, first of all, I don't even know if that incident happens. And if it does, it kind of just takes on a little different meaning. Now, obviously, someone was put on the DL, so it wouldn't have been a good thing. But, you know, I think it would have been just kind of seen in a little bit of a different light. And you look at the players involved in it. Now, Danny Valencia, there's a reason he's played for so many different teams in his career. And there's a reason that back in July, when he was a legitimate trade chip, I mean, he was having an outstanding first half and was clearly available in trade, and the A's had no suitors. There were several teams out there who needed a third baseman who could have really used him down the stretch, and he stayed put, and I don't think it's any secret why. He just doesn't have the best rap in clubhouses, and you know, I don't know that I would say the same for Butler, though. Just kind of, you know, having gotten to know his personality and these last couple years, and hearing from people within the Royals, you know, I don't know that he was highly regarded in the clubhouse. Now, you know, not in the worst of ways, but I do think that, you know, he has several teammates that would, you know, come up and back him any day. But I don't know that his history, like Valencia's, is one that you kind of want to bring into your clubhouse. And between those two, you could consider those two guys, you know, veteran guys who have the opportunity to take on these type of leadership roles. And in no way do they do, you know, any of those qualities, unfortunately. And I'm not just saying that because of the incident that happened last week, but there's no leadership. And I think a lot of, you know, chemistry goes back to those type of guys. And it's not like, you know, a guy like Steven Vogt can just carry this team, you know, shoulder this team on his back the whole way, especially during, you know, a trying season like this. So I know the A's don't put much stock into, you know, chemistry. They never have. But I think they're recognizing, you know, maybe they do need to do, you know, some better homework before they bring in guys like this.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do a feature story, which I'm sure I never will, but finding like the bad apples from past teams, like, you know, from like 20 years ago, like guys that have been out of the game for a while, just like tracking them down and talking to them and asking them if they knew, like, that they were the bad apple, and if they, you know, if it bothers them now to look back on it. I mean, I think it'd be fascinating because you do.
I mean, they couldn't be that surprised, right?
Right. I mean, there's usually some things in their personal lives that don't go very well after retirement, too. There's a lot of people that don't want to be around them after
right.
They're done playing. But, yeah, so who knows? Maybe someday I'll get cracking on that. So, okay, I could talk about this all day, clearly, but we can't do that. So, Jane, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll catch up with you
yep.
next week.
Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.